Hello, everybody. This is James Downing with Monsters from the Basement. We're in Lexington, Kentucky today, the final day of the Skeer Fest, and I have the honor of sitting here talking with star of Aliens, Mr. Lance Hendrickson. How you doing today, sir?
Very good. How you doing, buddy? Thank you for taking the interest in me.
My pleasure. Have you had a good time this weekend?
Oh, yeah. You know, the biggest thing is listening to the accents. I'm an actor, so I got like a recording device in my head for language, and I listen to these accents. It's just a feast. It's a feast. Like, my favorite is, what now? Somebody said. It's great stuff. T-shirts. I read T-shirts like an addict. It's really funny stuff. Like, I can't go to sleep. The clowns will get me. That's a good T-shirt.
Was this your first time in Kentucky?
Yeah, yes, it is. I one of my best friends comes from Kentucky. He's Tom Wright. He directed half of the Millenniums. So he's a pretty cool guy, yeah. And he's from here. So I felt I kind of want to... You get a real sense of a city. You really do. Lexington's pretty nice, man. People are laid back, and they're fun. It's a lot of fun.
Now, as I said before, you starred as Bishop in the Aliens movies. What'd you do before that?
Before Aliens? Oh, Close Encounters and Dog Day Afternoon and a lot of movies. I think I've done up to almost 200 movies now. The picture that people are most interested in here in Lexington is Pumpkinhead. A good thing I brought a bunch of Pumpkinhead pictures, but it's fun. I mean, it's sad.
When you first read the script for Aliens, what did you think about it?
The script was amazing. The first line in the script was, "Space like the love of God, cold and remote." And I thought, wow, this is going to be poetry through this whole thing. You know, it's trying to give you the feeling, and very bright. Jim Cameron writes good scripts, so I liked it a lot. I liked Bishop a lot. I love playing him.
You have any memories that stand out in your mind about the filming of that movie?
Yeah, we filmed it in London, you know, at Pinewood Studios, and we were kind of the ugly Americans, all of us coming over there to make a film, you know. Ridley Scott had made Alien, and then we were coming in to do Aliens, and nobody knew who Jim Cameron was. They knew it from Terminator, but they didn't have a lot of respect for us until we got halfway through the filming, and they realized, uh-oh, this guy knows what he's doing. I remember them calling us artistes, bring in the artistes, and we all went, are we being a wise guy? Because we're not used to being called artistes, you know. So it was funny. It got off to a rough start, but it really took off. You know, that movie still holds up, you know. So, and, oh, by the way, October the 6th, Entertainment Weekly is coming out with a 25th anniversary edition. We all went, all of us came back and did pictures, so you get a sense of what 25 years looks like. We've aged, all of us.
So after Aliens, you went on and did Pumpkinhead and many other films. Do you have any particular ones that stand out in your mind as your favorite?
Oh yeah, my favorite. I liked Pumpkinhead a lot because it was a simple morality play. You know, I really liked it. I loved doing it. But I've done Powder and Near Dark, and I mean, my favorites actually are Westerns. I've done about 5 Westerns, you know. I did Quick and the Dead and Near Dark. Near Dark was actually a Western as well, but Vampire Western. But Gunfighter's Moon and Appaloosa, you know, with Ed Harris. And yeah, I've had a very good career, you know. It's a kiss in the dark. I mean, I didn't create my career. It just sort of happened. Yeah, yeah.
Was acting something you wanted to do as a kid?
Oh, yeah. It was a great escape. You know, I started out by going to movies, and everybody that goes to a movie think that because they watch a movie that they could actually make one, you know. So, but I got lucky and got into the industry. So,
I know you've just wrote a book about your life.
Yeah, everybody ends up writing a biography, you know. Some are good, some are bad. Mine's called Not Bad for a Human. I took the last line out of Aliens and used that for the title. But It's on Kindle, Nook, and iPad. Now I'll go do my promotion now. But it's a good biography. I'm happy with it. I wrote it with someone.
Now, in the past few years, there's been like a resurgence, or I guess a healthy output of independent films as opposed to the big Hollywood. How do you feel about that?
Well, I understand it. The independent films are because the technology has gotten available. I mean, you could actually make a movie on your cell phone if you wanted to. And I like it because I think that stories are going to come from all parts of the country and the world, really. And they're going to be original stories because everybody feels like they have the right to make a movie. So why not, you know? I've been in some very low-budget films, and I don't do low-budget acting, but, I mean, I'm in them. And I find the whole thing an adventure. I mean, whether they're paying me a lot of money or it's a big budget or... It's an adventure. It's all an adventure. Yeah.
Now, like I said, you got your book out, and you're doing several conventions, or you've done several conventions this year promoting it, right?
Yeah, I'll have done 10 conventions in a row almost. I'm close to the end. I got two more to do, and then I made a commitment to get out there with the book and talk about it and share it, and then you know, it's like letting a kid go. You let go of it like you let go of a kid's hand so they don't fall down, you know. So, but it's been worth it, and I've met a lot of people, and we're getting 5-star reviews with this thing on Amazon and everywhere else, so pretty good. We self-published. So you talk about an independent film. This is an independent publication, you know. Yeah, oh yeah. I like it. I like the whole idea of it, yeah.
Yeah, that way... And with independent films, you can do it the way you want to do it.
That's right, because, you know, if you have somebody hanging on you and defending their budget constantly, it kind of takes the art out of it, or the personal experience, you know.
Do you have any upcoming films that you'll be working on?
Yeah, at the end of this month, this is October, at the end of October, I mean, I'm going to be doing a movie with Ed Harris again. It's called Phantom. I'm playing a Russian admiral in a submarine fleet. And Ed plays a captain of a Russian sub, and so it's a great movie. It's called Phantom. It's a beautiful script, really. Yeah.
Well, I'll be looking forward to seeing that. I'm sure a lot more of your fans will be too.
Hey, listen, you've been a real gentleman through this whole show. You've been wanting me to have a talk together, and finally here we are doing it. But thank you for having me on.
Thank you very much for coming on, and wish you the best of luck in your future.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks a lot. Thanks for Kentucky, too.